the United States, it's estimated that over 5 million caregivers care for veterans wounded in the line of duty. Many of these are the wives of veterans who, without much training, are thrust into roles wherein they have to grapple with traumatic injuries. And many of these women take up the roles willingly, without any guarantee that things will get better, often with little support. According to our next guest, many of these women tackle this head-on and grow more resilient through times of frustration and joy. Joining us now is Barbara K. McNally, author of Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife, Not Just Surviving but Thriving. Barbara, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you, Rob, for having me on.
Well, you started with your work with veterans' families in a fairly dramatic way. Can you tell us the story of the man on the bridge?
Yes, the impetus for me writing the book was I was driving across the Coronado Bridge and I saw a man jump to his death. And I thought of his wife, mom, and family, and curious, I did a little digging and found out he was a wounded warrior who felt he didn't have any other options. And working with the wives of wounded warriors, this was my impetus to turn such a horrific death into something positive.
So what did you find out when you started talking to wives of veterans, of wounded veterans?
Well, actually, I have a background in physical therapy over 20 years, and I've been running a support group for the wives of wounded warriors for the last 8 years. But it wasn't until I witnessed this death that I decided to actually write a book for women who couldn't come to this support group and to offer hope and tools through the book for anyone all over the U.S. who's caring for somebody who comes home from war with visible and invisible wounds.
So what kind of things are these women you work with dealing with? What are some of the common stories that they tell you?
Well, all of them are blindsided. We never expect tragedy in our life. And also, all of them have been wounded, too. Think of, you know, if somebody you love is hurt, it's going to affect your life, too, and hurt you, too. So these women are not expecting tragedy. They couldn't live expecting their husbands to come home wounded. Of course, they're in the military, but none of us expect tragedy, and none of us are really prepared for them to come home with invisible wounds such as post-traumatic stress or the visible wounds with amputations, you know, brain injuries, and so on. So, and all these women, we have over 5 million caregivers, and of those, 20% are younger than 30. So these women are truly not prepared to care for our wounded warriors. So I really want to give them support so that they can help not only themselves adjust to this new normal, but their husbands too.
I want to talk about some of the stories you share. The wounds we're talking about are sometimes visible, sometimes invisible, sometimes both. And sometimes there's a change in personality, maybe due to psychological trauma, maybe due to head injuries. Talk about Julie, the wife of a veteran named Jason.
Well, he came home, and yes, his post-traumatic stress went more as a depression. He refused to leave the house and really was giving up on life. And everybody heals differently, and everybody there individually may express post-traumatic stress differently. And also, just to back up, for post-traumatic stress, it's a normal reaction to a trauma, and war is trauma. So it is normal for somebody to come home and have some stress. So he was going through a lot, and she, because that's how why I'm helping the nurturers nurture their husbands, is because they know more than anyone what tools will work. And he used to love to fly fish, and that was one way she got him out of the house, was through Project Healing Waters. And together they went fly fishing, and that got him that first step out of the depression to get out and find out. Once he was with Project Healing Waters, he found out he wasn't the only one going through this, bonding with other wounded warriors. And that was the first step to healing. It's always getting out of that isolation.
Talking to Barbara McNally, her new book is called Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife, Not Just Surviving but Thriving. And Barbara, when we talk about caregivers, we've talked a lot of the show about adult caregivers, maybe for aging parents, people like that. And one thing I hear again and again is the need for the caregiver to make sure they're giving care to themselves as well. Are the women in this position taking care of their wounded veteran spouse, are they able to care for themselves as much as they need?
Well, that's why I started this program. I call it Spa Day, Support, Purpose, and Appreciation. And that's why I wrote the book, too, to give them the resources they need to keep care of themselves. And now there are some programs out there. The great thing I found out about researching and working with these women for the last 8 years is there are some great programs out there. And not everybody works with every program, but for anyone out there who's a caregiver to buy this book, or if you know someone who's a caregiver, give the book to somebody, and they'll find that specific resource and tool that helps them care for themselves. Because you're right, we need to nurture our nurturers. And this is Veterans Day, and I want to honor our veterans, but I also want to honor the hidden heroes, the silent strength behind our wounded warriors, who are helping them heal. So it's very important that, yes, we keep care of ourselves so that we can keep care of someone else. So I really want to support our nurturers.
You've worked, as you mentioned, with support groups. And I imagine, like a lot of problems people might have, a lot of people in the day-to-day, they think they're alone. They're going through this on their own, them and their spouse in this case. How important is it for them, the caregivers, to get together and share their stories and realize they're not alone? They're going through this with other people.
Right. Well, Mary Angela says there's no greater angst than having an untold story and holding it inside. So one of the things is either through the book, there's a way in the back where women can get together and tell their stories. But Spa Day's a time where they can get together and tell their story so they realize they're not alone and they can learn from each other, because that's all of us have wounds, invisible wounds, and some of us physical wounds. And just knowing we're not alone is the first step. And also, I like to give the example of, you know, the flight attendant. You know, before takeoff, put the oxygen mask on yourself before helping somebody else. So in order for these women to care for their wounded warriors, they need to learn healthy self-care. They need to take time to nurture themselves so that they can keep up with the stamina. Many women say, you know, I'm so busy being the anchor for my family, I'm drowning myself. And we want these women to get the support they need.
How about a message for people who know people in this situation, friends and family members? What can they do in a positive way to let the veteran themselves, the caregiver, know that they're supported and actually support them?
Well, the first investment is probably the book, because maybe you'll find an organization in there that you're really excited about. Like there's Vail skiing or horseback riding, fly fishing. There's lots of organizations out there for veterans and their wives. And so maybe, you know, we always say, oh, we want the VA to do more, but as citizens, we can do a lot too. And all these are philanthropy groups that are out there. That was the most positive thing I found in working with the Wives of Wounded Warriors and researching, is there are good programs out there. I would love, you know, if you're wanting to help nurture the nurturer, you can help my foundation, the Barbara McNally Foundation. But maybe you have another cause. We can always help in our own backyard, wherever we are. I'm sure there's some really good programs that are nationwide. For example, Project Healing Waters is in Wisconsin, too. And so is, there's so many in the book. But there's lots of programs that we can all participate in to help heal our wounded warriors and their families.
You wrote a piece, I think you had it up on BuzzFeed, about some myths about families with wounded veterans in them. And one of them was that, oh, well, of course, they don't need much help. The community pulling together for them, no problem. When you make cases in the book where actually sometimes friends and family are shying away, maybe because they don't know what to do. In one case, a couple is uninvited to the party because there's kids, there's other people with family in the military. They don't want them to see a veteran who's been injured in battle. What can we do to give that community care on that really personal level to make sure we're treating them well, not formally, just on a day-to-day basis?
Right, and I can't give one answer for every wounded warrior, but the first is make eye contact, notice their humanity, and ask what you can do, because everybody's individual. The story in my book about uninvited was a military family was having a Christmas party, and one of the men was going off to war, so they asked the family that had a husband with double amputee, please don't come to the party, because we don't want our kids to see that this could happen to their dad, which is just a painful reality, you know. So I would just encourage everybody, you know, we don't know what other people are going through, just like back to the suicide on the bridge. I also have a whole chapter on suicide prevention, and not only military, even though that's been in the media, the 22 suicides a day. But how do we stop that? It's by noticing somebody's humanity, because we don't know what somebody else is going through. So just giving them eye contact, asking how their day is going, that's a good start. Really noticing each other, because we don't know the invisible wounds that people have walking around us.
We're talking to Barbara McNally right now about her new book, Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife, Not Just Surviving but Thriving. It's about how spouses of wounded veterans provide care and find hope and strength. We'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have for our guest? Are you caring for a wounded veteran, a spouse, a loved one, a parent, a child? What have you learned? What are the challenges? What has helped you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 1234. If you are a wounded veteran yourself and want to give a shout out to someone who's cared for you, or let us know what kind of help would help you, call in 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're talking about the challenges and triumphs of spouses of wounded veterans who ultimately become their caregiver. We want to hear from you. Are you a military wife or husband? Do you serve as a caregiver for a wounded spouse, or maybe a child or parent? What questions do you have about process? What advice could you need? What advice would you share if you are a wounded veteran yourself? What kind of care, what kind of help do you get from a loved one? If you want to talk about the role they play, call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Barbara McNally stays with us. She's the author of the book Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife, Not Just Surviving but Thriving. Barbara, another myth on that article I had seen. A lot of people think, healthcare, that's all paid for. There's ample financial support from the government, from the military. Reality, not necessarily.
Yes, and especially in the transition phase, you know, from active duty to being discharged, often there's a lag time in getting your payment from the VA. So, that's a crucial time where families need a lot of support, not only income-wise, but, you know, how are they going to redefine their life after being in the military for so many years and plus a physical injury. So, the VA, as you know, can get a bad rap, but it's better than it was 8 years ago, and we can always fill in with support groups and other things like just really reaching out and asking how we can help. You asked how to have thank the wife. On Veterans Day, sometimes it's nice, you know, when you see a veteran say, can I buy you a cup of coffee? And maybe his wife's pushing him in a wheelchair behind and say, hey, thank you for your service too. Can I buy you a cup of coffee? Maybe it's just a small start, but it makes them feel like, wow, you noticed what I'm going through too. You've noticed my life's changed too.
And another myth you had talked about is the idea that, well, these are military wives. They're super tough, so they'll get through it okay. And you'd say, well, yeah, they are super tough, but that isn't necessarily enough.
Yeah, I think none of us can do it alone. Back to the suicide on the bridge, you know, we can relate it to, we're all on that hero's journey crossing the bridge, and we either get the resources we need or we jump off. And all of us need resources, and these women especially need resources and support because their lives have changed drastically too. That's why I say where there's a wounded warrior, there's a wounded wife, because her life has changed too. And we want to keep these marriages together if possible, because they are saving our health care billions and billions of dollars by caring for the wounded warrior, for one. And we want to not only thank them, but help them in every way we can so that they're able to, as I mentioned earlier, these injuries are in their 20s, and they will be caring for their wounded warrior not just for weeks or months, but for decades as they both age into their 70s and beyond.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Kathy is with us in McHenry, Illinois. Kathy, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you for the program. I've experienced, I did not get any support from the military because at that time they didn't have anything up at the military facility we were going to. And so I had to find this out on my own. And it's right. It does change everyone's lives that it affects. And he has since passed away of a disease. And but I'm so glad that you have this resource book and that you also have places where women can go and help each other as well as the injured party. And because it's awfully hard to go it alone because it affects you the rest of your life.
Kathy, thank you so much for sharing that. Sorry for the tough story and for your loss as well. Barbara.
Thank you, Kathy, for sharing. You're absolutely right. That's why I started the program 8 years ago. After 9/11, we were not prepared as a nation for so many men to come home injured. And the good news is more are surviving war, but the bad news is we weren't prepared to care for them, and we had no support system for the wives. So I started this program 8 years ago. Since then, the good news is there are more programs, and I want to give a shout-out to Operation Family Caregivers, which is the Rosalind Carter Institute, has a counseling for wives, and that's nationwide. And also I want to give a shout-out to Hearts of Valor, which has weekend getaways for women. So now I feel like my role is connecting women with the right support group. And through the book, they can do that because everybody can't come to San Diego for a spa day. But the book is national. And one day, maybe, Kathy, you'd like to help me. I want to have these spa day all over the United States. But that's going to take a lot more time and energy and money that I'm just beginning to get. So there is a way to pay it forward. And I'm really sorry that, and I feel you and I hear you. There were not support groups 8 years ago. And the good news is there are now.
Kathy, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We're talking to Barbara McNally, author of Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife, Not Just Surviving, But Thriving. Back to our callers now with Jane and Kiwani. Jane, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about?
Well, I'm an Army retiree, and I've spent the last 9 years being a county veteran service officer. I'm also a wounded warrior, but at the same time, your county veteran service officer. We're paid by our county, and our job is to help navigate the VA, yell at the VA, do whatever is necessary to help our servicemen and women get through whatever they're going through.
Jane, thank you so much. So what kind of things do you help a wounded veteran with and their family, for that matter?
Well, if a veteran walks into our office or a service member getting ready to transition, we can get them hooked up with the VA health care. We can help them with the paperwork to get home adaptation, like ramps put on the house and all that other kind of stuff that they may need. We know where their mental health providers are that are being locally paid for if the VA can't provide services to them right away. We help them get hooked up with their education benefits, their compensation. We know how to file the claims right the first time through. And if there's a financial hardship, we know who to call to get that file pulled from the bottom of the stack to the top of the stack.
Jane, thanks for your service and for the work you're doing now. Barbara, the county veteran service officer, helping with the transition.
Thank you so much, Jane, for mentioning. And, yeah, I do give a shout-out to the VA. I know they get a bad rap, but you're a great resource, and we just want to help you. That's any philanthropies that are out there. We just want to help the VA and any veteran services that are already existing. Thank you.
And Jane, with that county agency, thanks for your call. Will with us now in Madison. Will, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about?
Yeah, so I just wanted to, first off, thank you for having the show and thank your guest for her efforts. But I wanted to mention an organization called Team Red, White, and Blue. It's a nationwide organization that's divided up into different chapters that are locally based and membership driven. The mission, is to enrich veterans' lives through social engagement and physical activity, and it's open to veterans, current service members, spouses, friends, anyone who's interested.
Will, thank you so much for that call. Team Red, White, and Blue. It sounds like there's a lot of groups doing good work out there, Barbara.
Yes, there really is. So I just think sometimes when what I've heard from the wives is it's overwhelming and it's all noise. You know, they don't know how to navigate, as Jane had said. So it's really nice to hear about these great organizations and help these women find them, because that's the hard part, is actually connecting the women with the organization.
One more quick call. Bernadette is with us in Wauwatosa. Bernadette, just briefly, please. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to mention, too, that there is a Wisconsin organization called Being There, Reaching Out. And it is for families, not just women, but families of fallen veterans.
Of fallen veterans.
Passed away.
Bernadette, thank you so much. The group is Being There, Reaching Out. That's for fallen service members. Barbara, just in a few moments, a last message for maybe that spouse out there caring for someone right now. A quick message of hope for them.
That you're not alone, and that I'd be happy to, if you email me, BarbaraMcNally.com, I'd be happy to send you a book. So what the feedback I've gotten, it just came out October 15th, is anyone who's read it, who's been a wife of a wounded warrior, has given me the feedback that I can see myself in these stories. You're validating that who I am and the challenges I'm going through, and you've given me hope. So that's what I want to give to you. I want to validate your pain, and I want to help you through that pain.
And Barbara, thank you so much. That's Barbara McNally. More info about her book and her work, Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife, linked on the Central Time Facebook page. And share your stories while you're there.